There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk to usually Washington, D.C., actually, on a Monday, but today, New York. Will Denslow joins us. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good to talk to you. Good to change it up on this Monday morning.
Well, it is. Monday morning for you, Monday evening for us. It's one of those weird time zone things, isn't it? Let's start with the story that is, of course, I guess, so important in the United States at the moment. Another school shooting, Will, and the suspect apparently rejected by one of the victims. And I suppose that's one of the answers to why this came about.
Yeah, absolutely. A few more details coming into this shooting, of course, that took place on Friday. We understand that 10 people lost their lives, 13 injured in a town in the southeast of Texas. And we've heard from one of the victims' mothers, the mother of a 16-year-old, Shanna Fisher, speaking to the LA Times, who said that the man who's been charged with the murder was making advances towards her daughter for months. She endured it for endured for 4 months of this problems with the boy. That's what she was quoted as saying, and then went on to say that her daughter confronted the boy about a week ago before these events transpired. It was said that when she confronted him, he caused embarrassment to the boy. The mother also saying that her daughter was the first to be killed in this shooting, but couldn't specify or give reasoning for how she actually came to know that. But what we do know is that according to an affidavit filed in court, Dimitros Pagortis said, well, is believed to have waived his right to remain silent, admitting to shooting multiple people. Now, of course, as you so rightly mentioned, this is just the latest in a string of school shootings in the United States. And of course, this issue of gun control and this debate rages on. The member of the National Rifle Association coming out speaking over the weekend, blaming the shooting on a culture of violence. Of course, President Donald Trump has threatened or urges lawmakers to do more. And one major issue that President Trump wants to see put in effect is arming more school teachers.
And William, do you have the latest on the Mueller investigation? We're hearing from Rudy Giuliani that it should be finished by the 1st of September, so still some way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is very much seen by President Trump's lawyer and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani as really an attempt to, or a hope that this can be wrapped up in terms of in time for the midterm elections in the United States to really get into full gear. Of course, these midterms take place in the middle of November. So essentially the message coming from President Trump's legal team, very much hoping that Robert Mueller and the investigation can really have this part of this bigger probe, it's important to stress, wrapped up before September. So the American people aren't too dominated with this, dominating the headlines, really. Now, he was speaking over the weekend saying that this was very much a hope that he had. And while he said that this is, they're still hammering out the details of whether President Trump will speak with Robert Mueller. The essential message from Giuliani is that they have this time frame from Robert Mueller. This is where he's getting this date of September 1st from. Now, of course, this only a small part of it. This particular part of the probe only looking into potential and alleged obstruction of justice. And what Giuliani is really coming out and saying, trying to pit this very much as a battle of personalities. Former FBI Director James Comey, who, of course, President Trump fired, versus the president himself. Of course, James Comey famously has just released a book in which he makes several assertions. He states that President Trump asked for his loyalty, also saying that he didn't want James Comey, then FBI director, to proceed with an investigation into the National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. So this is only part of the bigger Russia probe, but it, of course, has huge implications for the Trump administration.
Will, let me ask you about the threat of a trade war between the United States and China. This is a story that has rumbled on for some time, but it is apparently now on hold.
Yes, absolutely right. Some good news coming from what has been a couple of weeks of really vehement talks between the U.S. and China. Chinese representatives, of course, in the U.S. last week. The week before that, the big U.S., the big delegation from Washington was in Beijing. Now, what we understand is that, according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, speaking over the weekend, this threat of a trade war is now on hold. Now, few details have been released quite yet, but what we understand is that China would agree to import more energy and agricultural commodities from the U.S. to narrow this trade deficit which, as far as the US is concerned, they want to reduce it by around $200 billion. Now, we're not sure how close to it we're getting, but it's believed that the Trump administration is still hammering out some of those details, but at least some optimism coming through. Of course, earlier in the year, we saw massive tariffs slapped by the United States, a 25% tariff on thousands of Chinese products. Of course, that was hit with tit-for-tat sanctions when it came to 25% tariff on 106 American products. So this certainly good news for businesses across the United States, but of course still a long way to go as far as both sides are concerned to move this from a potential trade war being on hold to a potential trade war being off the table.
And William, people in Hawaii are being warned over the toxic fumes following an eruption there. So this is further warnings about the effect of those fumes.
Yeah, absolutely. So these were eruptions that really started at the beginning of the month and continue to really wreak a degree of havoc for people in Hawaii. What we are understanding now is that two lava flows have reached the Pacific, and the real threat from this means that this is creating thick, hazardous clouds, which are known as leis. Now, the issue is this contains hydrochloric acid and glass particles, which, as you can imagine, can cause what we believe to be irritation and breathing difficulties, I'm sure putting it rather mildly. Now, we haven't had any fatalities in Hawaii from this. Thousands of people have fled their homes, but one person is believed to have been seriously injured over the weekend, being hit by what's been described as lava splatter, which is a projectile molten rock. Now, while this is a huge area of concern, some of the imagery coming out of Hawaii really quite breathtaking and striking, but officials in Hawaii do say that many tourist activities remain open, as do islands as do the airports around the islands.
Well, last story I wanted to ask you about, and this is a horrible story. There's a woman in Oklahoma who was mauled to death by her seven dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. This is quite horrific. We believe that the victim's name is Tracy Garcia, living in Oklahoma. She's 52 years old, and yeah, she was attacked by seven Dachshunds, or sausage dogs that I guess they're commonly referred to as well. Now, this is believed to have taken place on the 10th of May, but the police have really just announced the details. Now, this all took place on a rural road outside Ardmore in Oklahoma. Now, according to the police, they had to shoot and kill one of the dogs that charged at them when they responded to this incident. We now believe that six of the other dogs have now been put down. Now, we know a few details about these dogs and how this all came about. We realize that we now understand that these, out of these seven dogs, six of them were mixed with terriers, but one of them was mixed with a collie. Now, these are predominantly Dachshunds. So, according to those on the scene, all of their legs smaller than a human hand. Now, we've heard from the animal shelter speaking to local news over the last few days. They say that these dogs were infested with fleas and ticks, and according to these officials at this shelter, they say that you could tell that these dogs had been living out in the woods. Now, I think interestingly, just looking into this story, 10 years ago a report came out by the University of Pennsylvania, the Applied Animal Behavior Science, that listed, and having done a questionnaire with some 6,000 dog owners, they rank the Dachshund as the top out of 33 breeds when it comes to the most aggressive. Now, any prizes for number two? It's the Chihuahua.
That is a remarkable statistic that I did not realise. That's just such a horrible, horrible story. William Denslow, based in New York. Good to talk to you, Will. Thanks for coming on.
Great to be with you, as always.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.